Once again, Michael Feldman.
See, I would think keep your roof warm. We got in this because Jeff, our bass player here, is concerned about the ice dams that are forming on his roof, even as we speak. What do you do about ice dams, sir?
I don't know.
Yeah. I like your attitude. What do you do about most things?
No, I don't know that either.
All right, okay. What'd you do this morning?
Well, I'm here.
So you got here somehow.
Yeah.
You don't go up on the roof and ever shovel your roof, do you?
Oh, I do, but then my wife yells at me. So I.
What did she say exactly when she's yelling?
Get off that damn roof.
Does she use your name? Maybe she's talking to someone else. And what is your name?
Bob.
Bob?
Yep.
And so you're up there. Why are you shoveling on the roof then, Bob?
Well,
why don't you take your snowblower up there and do it right?
Yeah, that'll work, yeah.
Don't tell him that. He's going to try to.
And where do you live, Bob?
We live on North Fair Oaks.
Fair Oaks. Oh, so you're right here in town?
Yeah. Yeah.
You're in Shanks Corners and all that there, yeah. Well, stay off that roof.
Yes. Oh, well,
I am.
Yeah.
Please do.
That's what our grandsons are for.
Yes.
Leave them on the roof. Grandsons, you know, probably got several of them, so you just leave one up there at all times.
There you go.
Thank you very much. Hi, Michael. I love your laugh. Giggle. Really? Cheryl. Where's Cheryl?
Right here.
Oh! Your wife loves my laugh. How do you feel? Oh, you're up on the roof. She's a.
You're turning me on.
That should melt those ice dams pretty
quick. Yeah, right.
Well, thank you very much. Very sweet of you. Anyway, you just celebrated your 55th.
Right. Yeah, 55th.
Long time.
So that's 55 wonderful years out of how many?
I'm not going to answer. I'll plead the fifth on that.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, me too.
Well, see. He's Norwegian, and, you know, they raided villages and things like that, and he raided my village, and I was in a baby in a cradle, and he took me out of there, and he's raised me, and I've been with him now for 55 years.
Kidnapped by a Scandinavian and as a baby.
Yes, definitely. Yes, yes.
You're a Viking, Bob. All the way. You're on a roof there. You're looking for your ship. What do we have for them?
Well, we've got some more of that wonderful wine, the Domaine du Sec and the Prairie Fumaine from the Watersham
yes,
Winery.
Yes, the Jacobsons,
to celebrate.
Right? Yes.
For medicinal
very nice,
purposes.
Very nice to meet you. Thanks for coming here.
Can you see my little question on the back?
Question on the back. Why are men's restrooms always cleaner than women's restrooms? Oh, why are men's restrooms always closer than women's restrooms? What's the answer?
I don't know. I'm asking you.
Why
well,
are they?
You should know the answer.
I use the unisex now because I can. Because I can. No, I don't. Is that true?
Yes, it is. Actually, it is. Ask any woman. Men's bathroom.
I'm going to look into this restroom question. I'll let you know what I see. Did Mohawks really wear Mohawks? See, we get all kinds of interesting people here. And I assume they did. Otherwise, it wouldn't call them that. They'd call them flat tops or something. Right? Who asked this? Paul? Somebody? Paul? What? What's your last name, Paul? Morose? Huh?
Morose.
Morose. Yeah. You aren't Morose, are you?
No.
Okay. But you are Paul.
Yes, sir.
And is this Mohawk thing important to you?
It's the title of a book I haven't read. I was hoping you could just help me out, save me the trouble.
What is the book called?
Did Mohawks really wear Mohawks?
Oh, good title for a book, because you don't know if they did or not. I assume they did. Why would they call it that? Mike Lowry of Horicon says, remember, he who shall, so shall he who. Is that an original saying? Is that you, Mike? No, oh, you like that one. Mike's over there in that group that's all clustered together. I got to crack this group here. I don't understand what's going on with this group. I understand you kidnapped your children and brought them here, but then there's this whole clot of people here. Are you with the clot behind you?
No, I'm not.
No. Who are you with here?
These two.
Oh, these two. Just up to here is you. Okay.
We're our group.
Yeah. And then you're not with them. But then Now, all right, so now this is really the clot here. That's this row and then this row right behind them. You're the Horicon people.
Juno Beaver Dam.
You're the Beaver Dam people.
And Juno.
And Juno.
And Juno.
Yeah.
And Juno. So you'll go as far as Juno, but you won't go as far as Horicon. So you got to draw the line somewhere. All right. Have you ever seen people from Beaver Dam or Horicon? Yeah. You know each other?
Yeah. We didn't know we were coming, though.
Isn't that something?
She didn't invite me.
But why?
I don't know why.
Why have you all clustered together and it's like a nest of? All right. You're not like a church group or
something? Close to the bathroom.
Well, the men's room is a lot closer. You know, that's what I learned. I learned that much today. Okay. Well, enjoy the show. Nice to talk to you all. I don't know what they're doing, but I don't even think they're paying attention to the show. They're just playing games, maybe playing hearts or something back there. What are you doing? Kaluki? What do you play? Why do people talk to their cats like they're babies? As long as they don't feed them like they're babies, I think it's not really a problem because that would be nasty. I talk to my dog like he was my dog.
Sure.
I find myself talking to my dog a lot because I want him to, you know, he's having some medical problems and stuff. He's getting older, and but I like talking to him. He's a good listener. And once in a while, he'll do his thing with his eyes where I know he's listening. He never answers. I know he could if he wanted to, but he just does an eye thing like this. You know, like, why is he talking to me? Because he knows I can't understand what I'm saying. I don't know. You talk to your pets, don't you?
Yeah. Mary Jo talks to our pet. She says, get the rattlesnake out of the bed.
Yes, exactly. That's what I say to my pet. Right. That's a euphemism, I presume. I don't know. Yeah. Okay. I always count on you for a quick saying of some sort. How should I deal with my husband's constant sassiness? Oh, it's back in the Horicon? Is it the Horicon group? Sassy husband in Horicon? That's him? Okay. Oh, DeForest. Okay.
Those are my parents.
Yeah. Oh, those are your parents down there. All right, this all is beginning to fit together then. The sassiness, I'll come from behind here because it's a little easier. I have to go through the whole Horicon and DeForest contingent there. Are you the sassy one?
Yes, I am.
Do you consider yourselves to be a sassy person?
My wife doesn't, so that's yes.
Sassy is usually a thing you say to a child.
Well,
not to a husband.
If you get to know him, he's seriously sassy, and this is why I call him Senior Sassy Pants.
Well, at least... Thank you very much, Jim. For once, I'm glad to get out of this, because I don't really want to find out about Senior Sassy Pants.
Senior Sassy Pants.
Because I can imagine that little, something going on in their house. Or, let's see Senior Sassy Pants, you know. Oh, here comes Senior Sassy Pants. He's happy to see me. So I don't really want to get involved in that, is what I'm saying. You can understand it, but I would like to know who would like to play the What Do You Know quiz. You didn't get a chance the first time. You might not get a chance this time, but there's going to be a chance. Well, honey, what grade are you in?
Fourth
grade would work. Fourth grade, come here. Yeah, fourth grade. Because, I mean, are you smarter than a fifth grader? After so a fourth grader, we still should be smarter than, I would think. Do you think?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You're pretty good in school, though, I bet, aren't you?
Yeah.
And what's your name?
Phoebe.
Phoebe. And are you from here, Phoebe? Or?
Yeah.
You are? What school you go to?
Marquette.
Marquette. In the fourth grade? What grade are you in?
Oh, fourth.
Fourth grade, yes. These are not the tough questions yet, Phoebe. Stay with me. And your best subject in school is?
Math.
Oh, you're good at math. Okay, excellent, excellent. Okay, and Phoebe, you got to give me one good reason you should play this quiz. Do you just have a good reason?
Because I came here instead of going sledding.
Whoa! Gave up sledding, and she wants to get something out of it. Come on, Phoebe. You can do this. I know you can. Come on down here, dear. Go up those steps. Turn to your left. Have a seat. Take a bow if you want. Yeah, let's see right there, Jay. You like your boots? Are those new?
No.
No? Last year's boots?
Yeah.
They look good, though. So where are you going to go sledding?
Well, I have a park across the street from my house.
Oh, that's convenient. So you can do that anytime.
Mm-hmm.
But how often do you get to see a show like this? That's rhetorical. You don't have to answer that. That wasn't a question either. Okay, Phoebe. That's a nice name, too. Yeah, do you have brothers and sisters, Phoebe? Or?
Only child.
An only child. Is that cool?
Yeah.
Works out?
Mm-hmm.
You don't miss having someone to rat on or beat up? Or?
I really want a little sister.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
Have you spoken to your parents?
Yeah.
I mean, about this subject?
What?
About this subject?
Yes.
Of getting another sister? And they said...
Not to be mentioned.
Okay, we'll leave it then, I guess. We won't pursue that. The brother you wouldn't want, though, huh?
No.
No. They're cool, too, because you're the big sister. You can do whatever you want to them, you know.
Not really.
Yeah, you can dress them up like a doll or anything. Little brother. And they grow up really weird, but that's cool. That's what happens to a lot of guys. They're dressed by their sisters, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, Phoebe, well, it's great to have you here, and you're good at math and anything else. What do you like? Do you play sports?
No, but I want to play volleyball.
Oh, you do? Cool.
Mm-hmm.
Do you play now?
No.
You've played, though. I mean, you know. You've been up there where there's a net and a white ball, and
yeah,
you've hit that baby over the net.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And that's something you want to do a little more of, huh?
Yep.
Well, that's cool. That's very cool. All right, Phoebe, someone out there plays along with you, and then you work with that person to answer the questions, and it should be pretty piece of cake for you, because you're as smart as you're ever going to be right now. Did you know that?
Nope.
Oh, yeah, by fifth grade, you know half of what you know now. Fourth grade is peak.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Trust me. Everything I know is what I learned in fourth grade.
In fourth grade.
Pretty much.
This is an encore performance, so don't call today, but save your call for next week.
All right, here's the question. By the time a man is 70, he has been asleep for how many years? On average, some will be sleeping more than others, I would think. That's the question. And people are online already without even knowing the question, Jim.
Right.
What do you say to that?
They always do.
Barrow in Pensacola.
Yes, sir.
Hi, Barrow. How are you?
Doing fine, sir.
What are you doing down there in Pensacola? Are you in the military or...
No, I work at the Pensacola State College.
Oh, you do?
With a database.
Oh.
And it's interesting because I'm also visually impaired, and I use voice synthesis to access the computer.
Oh, fantastic, fantastic. And how are things in Pensacola? We haven't been there in a number of years.
It's nice today. It's warm.
Yeah.
We had a little bit of cold weather, you know, mid to upper 30s.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I know y'all get much worse up there, but...
No. It's about
70, 72
right now here. Inside. Barrow, by the time a man is 70, he has slept for how many years?
Oh, he has probably slept for about 25.
Whoa, you know what? It's 23. Can we allow that
we
2 years?
We can allow that.
Yes. Congratulations. You qualify for the What Do You Know quiz, which can go on a resume or anything, really. This point, yeah, that's pretty close. If you can call that sleeping, by the way, most of those are probably, you know, you wake up, you would fall asleep. So I don't know if that's counted or not. Barrow, this is Phoebe.
Hi.
Hello. Hi, yeah. Phoebe.
She's your partner, and you're lucky because she's in fourth grade and she's really smart. So she should know everything, okay?
She'll probably show me up.
Okay, well, that's okay. You're working together and collaborate on this. Jim Packard, what are those categories?
Categories are current events, people, places, things you should have learned in school had you been paying attention, science or odds and ends.
Okay, Barrow, you pick the first one.
Oh, I was going to say ladies first, but...
Okay, you want Phoebe to pick it first? Go ahead.
Places.
All right. Translate this phrase, please. No queda papel higiénico. That's Spanish, in case you couldn't tell.
I was going to say, my language is Spanish.
Yeah, it's a place, you know, Mexico or Spain or wherever you are, where they speak Spanish. No queda papel higiénico. This is a very useful when traveling to know this phrase.
I think the last word sounds like it might be Mexico. Mexico?
Yeah.
No, Menico.
Mexico.
Higiénico. Yeah. It looks like hygiene enico, if you know, from around here, but
I have no clue.
Papel looks like paper, of course.
Papel.
Need an answer.
Any idea? No? Take Spanish yet, Phoebe?
No.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry, Nina. There's no toilet paper. I don't have any toilet paper, or there is no toilet paper. So that would be?
No right, one wrong.
Learn that one. Memorize this one, Phoebe. You learn one thing in Spanish.
¿Cuál es el baño?
Yes. Okay, just one wrong, but what's left there, Jim?
Current events, people, school, science, odds and ends.
Okay, Barrow?
Science.
Science it is, okay. There would be no wrinkles in your clothing on this super Earth planet just discovered, GJ1214B. I guess there's an A, too, apparently. Because its atmosphere is what? The atmosphere around this...
Is it wet?
Wet.
Or if there is no atmosphere.
No wrinkles in your clothing means that it would be not only wet, but...
Foggy?
Foggy and...
Frozen?
No. If we add a little heat to that equation there, then we get sort of a...
Sunny?
Radiator effect, perhaps, that would result in an atmosphere that's composed entirely of...
Hot gas.
Hot gas? How do you get hot gas out of that? What?
Water vapor, steam.
Steam, that's it. Whoa, boy. Very good. Oh, yeah, it's a radiator 40 light years away, actually, if you're looking for a little warmth. There it is. And
one right, one wrong.
Well, that was easy. Okay, what's left there, Jim?
Current events, people, school, odds and ends.
School.
Okay, these are things you should have learned in school had you been paying attention. Let's see if you did. Can worms do calculus? Calculus, high math.
Yes.
Yes, Phoebe says yes. Did you read about that or hear about that?
Nope.
Okay. Just have a good feeling about that. Barrow, you feel like worms
I'll
can...
Say yes, to.
Yes, they can. Worms can do calculus. They use derivatives while sampling the soil.
That's two right, one wrong.
They work for Google now, a lot of worms do. What'd you say, two right?
Two
one?
Right and one
okay.
wrong.
What's
yes.
left there, Jim?
Current events, people, or odds and ends?
All right. Barrow, back to you, I believe.
Oh, people.
People, these are kind of survey results, what people do and what they think. Do more men or women believe in global warming?
Women.
Women, why do you say that, Phoebe?
Women are always more cautious.
Oh. And given men, they have to be, don't you think?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I think so. Barrow, what do you feel about that?
I would agree with her.
Yes, that's true. More women believe in global warming. Because they're always warm anyway. You know, hottest person in the room. Pretty cool bell, huh? Just got that. It's a new bell. Pretty excited about it. They've won, Jim. What have they won?
Well, Barrow, you're going to start your mornings on the barricades with Revolution Roast Coffee, the official fuel of Madison's Revolution Cycles Bike Shop, a coffee both even-bodied and complicated grown in Bolivia and roasted in Madison. It comes from justcoffee.coop. And for you, Phoebe, we've got from the horse in the house to hands-on pantyhose, you'll cherish the distillation of endless hours of live radio at its finest with the exclusive CD set, The First 25 at the Hardest, from Michael Feldman's What Do You Know? Both of you can show solidarity with Michigan wearing a Don't Mess with a Mitten t-shirt. It's from East Lansing Street Marketing. And continue the cheer playing What Do You Know? The Party Game, including the irrepressible Michael Feldman bobblehead from Out of the Box Publishing, available exclusively at notmuch.com. Congratulations,
yeah,
to you.
Thanks, Phoebe.